Good morning. Good morning. It's Tuesday morning and I'm right on track. So welcome to Toilet Seat Chronicles. I am CeeLo. Uno momento, uno momento. Okay. All right. Well, welcome to the show. I know this show is a little unorthodox for most, but guess what? I'm not doing it for you. I'm doing it for me. This is my hobby. This is what I like to do, especially during this whole pandemic. It's like, this is how I like to express myself, and it is awkward because I am awkward. And with that being said, today what we're going to talk about is soap, okay? So you got bar soap, you got your washcloths for when you're done using the bathroom or just your daily showers or whatever. But particularly bar soap. So I have both in the shower right now, and I don't know, I use whichever one I feel like using at the time. Now the bar soap, I do enjoy using that, but it goes like so fast because I like a lot of lather, right? So what do you do when the soap gets really little? Now growing up, we could not throw away that kind of soap. We had to use it until it just disappeared. That was my dad's rule. That soap is still good until it's actually gone. I can't do that as an adult. Even though I grew up like that, that's one of the things that I changed as an adult. That bar of soap would be thrown out. But as I got a little bit older, I realized the soap can be reused. So guys, you can use that soap, just put it at the sink in like a little dish or whatever, and use it to wash your hands. And then you can let it dissolve. I mean, at that point, you can use it until it's really, really, really little, until it's gone. You don't have to waste it. Okay, and as far as like body wash, there are different kinds of body washes you can use. I like to use the ones that smell good. Okay, I like to use the ones that smell really good, and has some kind of moisture in it, some kind of moisturizer or whatever, like shea butter, but something that smells really good. That's just what I like, you know. And another thing I noticed too is that, you know, most of the things I notice are guys. You think, hey, this chick, see, watch guys take showers. I do. I want to see how they clean themselves, right? And the one thing I notice is they don't clean their backs. They lather up the whole front, but they do not wash their backs. They don't wash their backs. They might wash their feet. Sometimes they lose track of their shoulders, and then their side bellies. So from my understanding, from what I gather, is they don't wash what they can't reach. And I don't understand, why can't you just yell, hey babe, can you come in the bathroom and wash my back? You know, we'll do that for you. You know what I'm saying? Or get you a brush or something that you can do it yourself. I just don't understand how you just miss these parts of your body like they're not important. Oh, another part that is missed too, which I'm sure a lot of people miss this, because I too at one time did this. I did not clean my belly button. That was years ago. Oh, believe me, my belly button is lickably clean, okay? But after I realized that was a place that was being missed, I got a little crazy with it and just wanted to make sure it was like super duper clean with no residue or anything. And then I got judgmental and was like, okay, let me clean your belly button. Let me see your belly button. And I would actually do a test with Q-tips on, of course, guys, because they know female gonna let me do that. I wouldn't even ask a female to let me do that. But let me take a Q-tip and put it in your belly button, just see if it's clean. Oh, my belly button clean. It's clean. Okay, well, let's do the test. So I'll take like some alcohol and put it on the tips, and then just kind of swipe the inside of the belly button. And yeah, you can get sick off of looking at that kind of stuff. Look like Dookie in the belly button hole. It's just disgusting. But you don't know. If you don't know, you don't know. So now that they're self-aware, they do better, right? Because if you know better, you do better majority of the time, supposedly. You should. So, yeah, that's that. And another thing I said that they miss are their feet. And I'm sorry, it's not all men, okay? I just notice it more with men because maybe, you know, the caliber of women that I do hang with and I do know very well, they are all damn near OCD. So they're going to get every nick and cranny. So I don't know any, you know, per se nasty women out there like that. I know they exist and I do know some, but I don't know them like that. But I do know what I've had experience with, and that would be men. So they don't clean it between their toes. They might not even go down there with the towel. They just rinse it off like the water at the bottom is going to do all of the cleaning for them. Like it's some kind of car wash of some sort. Just run through, water run on it, and boom, it's clean. I don't have that problem with my baby. I don't have that problem with him because he cleans his feet. I think he cleans his feet more than he cleans everything else. And he has some beautiful feet. And those are, he can display his feet. But anyways, so yeah, that's that. I guess that's all I have to talk about. I need to get back to work. This is what I understand. My bathroom sessions only start when I'm usually working. I don't like that because I like to be productive. I wasn't really doing anything, but I like to at least be perceived as working and not doing this, because after I'm done here, I have to get in the shower. You know, so I'm wasting time. My little bathroom break is only 5 minutes. You know, I've been on here for 6 minutes and 47, 8, 9 seconds. Now I got to take a shower. That's going to be another 15 minutes. I've exceeded my break time already. Anyways, glad you guys tuned in. Apparently, we'll be meeting again tomorrow morning. I don't know. This is normal, but not normal. I usually have a bowel movement every day, but then sometimes it skips a day. So, you know, until then, you guys have a wonderful day and be safe. Bye.